Black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
They're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Greetings. Welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. This is episode number 82, and I'm your host, President Zen One. Today's Saturday, April 22nd, 2017. It's 53 degrees and cloudy here at the Jersey Shore. And it's currently 11:42 a.m. So let's get started, shall we? We have quite a bit of stuff to get to today. I want to take a moment to mention that I tried releasing this episode a few times already, but ended up deleting it. The last episode I also posted was entitled Last Episode of the Podcast. So I want to explain that before we get into today's news. So I almost gave up on the podcast. The Facebook page was scheduled for deletion, but I can't bow down to some cowards. Or I can't bow down to any superb, beautiful, smart, intellectual people that wholeheartedly disagree with me. Just so they don't say I'm being bitter. But the point is, I'm back. So let's get into how this whole debacle, which many of you may not even have any clue what I'm talking about. So let me explain. This takes place on the Facebook. I wanted to expand the page. I wanted to post more. I wasn't posting much. I was just posting a little bit about entertainment news, strange articles, things of that nature. I put out a post saying how I wanted to get some admins on the show. Someone approached me who had a page with over 5,000 likes on it. I was hoping that I could probably get some of those likes, so I brought him on board. So what happened was everything was going good. He was posting a lot of hard-hitting stuff, memes, articles, more hardcore than the page was. I wanted to keep it light, maybe a hardcore topic, a hot button issue once in a while, discussing a whole manner of subjects, just strange and counterculture related, art, society, entertainment, comic book movies, The Walking Dead, things like that. So this guy got into an internet beef with a group of chemtrail debunkers, I guess is the best thing to call them. Wonderful, smart, beautiful people that are just highly intelligent that want to challenge anybody they disagree with to intense, heated discussions. And that's fine. Don't do it on my page. So the problem was I wasn't paying attention to everything he was posting because he was posting so much. Which is okay, though. It was fine. Nothing happened until just a few days ago. He posted something that started an intense debate about chemtrails. He ended up engaging them in a heated exchange online with multiple people commenting from his page, from his personal page as well, and maybe even another page, I don't know, in addition to mine. So this is a no-no. I'm not the type of person that gets into the heated exchanges online. It's just, it doesn't go anywhere. Even if you win, what do you actually gain? Nothing.
Nothing.
So these people ended up putting 4 back-to-back 1-star ratings reviews on my page. So that kind of was like, whoa, whoa. This admin is bringing me controversy and negativity. That's not what this page is about. This page isn't about fear-mongering. See, that's the simple fucking-minded way to say, no, this page is a combination of paranormal, ghosts, interesting stories from around the web. This is supposed to be different than your mainstream type of media commentary show, right? We want to touch on all manner of things. I'm a personal skeptic, so I will review these articles, give my take on it, and ask you, the listeners, how you feel about it. Leave a comment. Call in the show. Contact the show. I don't know what else to say. But he no longer has a role on the page anymore. Look, so this is my page. This is my podcast. And I wish him success with his page and his podcast. I've said countless times, I'm a skeptic of everything, so I don't need to debate anyone because they could be right or they could just be shills just trying to troll for the sake of it, for laugh. But ever since that debacle, now I have 3 moderators, 10 editors, and 3 admins now. One of my moderators has close ties to law enforcement, and I have military, professors, journalists, and lawyers watching the page. So I really don't care about these cyber individuals that are wonderful people that like to disagree and shout down people and gang up on people. And maybe they don't do that either. Maybe that's just a biased perception of them. See, I'm open-minded enough to say that. So I really just hopefully summed everything up in a nutshell. And this is going to be basically the last time I talk about this. Got a great show for you today, folks. I'm going to check out some news and interesting articles. So all that and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere, folks. You won't want to miss this show. You just keep on running on your hungry shit. Ignore the hate, ignore the fake, ignore the funny shit. Because if a nigga violate, we got a honey clip. Grasshopper is offering an opportunity to save $50 on your order. Sound more professional and stay connected with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system designed for entrepreneurs. Grasshopper works just like a traditional phone system, but requires no hardware to purchase or software to install. It's all managed online or by phone. Callers can reach you wherever you are, on your cell, in the office, or at home. Try grasshopper.com/blackhelicopternews. Gamefly.com has over 8,000 new releases and classics available to rent on every major console, even older systems. And as a Gamefly member, you can rent as many console games and they'll be delivered directly to you for one low monthly fee. There's never any due dates or late fees. Gamefly also offers the ability to rent Blu-rays and DVDs at no extra charge. Sign up for a premium 30-day trial for free. No contracts, cancel anytime. To get started, go to GameflyOffer.com/blackhelicopternews for your free 30-day trial.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. What's in the news?
Strange new details emerge in bizarre Brazilian disappearance. Authorities remain baffled by the bizarre disappearance of an occult-obsessed young man in Brazil last month, as strange new details are emerging. Bruno Borges vanished from the Brazilian town of Rio Branco on March 27th, and his story generated worldwide attention when an astounding video of his bedroom was revealed. The walls were covered in cryptic writing, and a giant statue of philosopher Giordano Bruno and 14 coded books were left behind. Borges' bedroom and subsequent disappearance has captivated online sleuths since early this month. Since that time, a handful of insights into this man's research have come to light. A childhood friend of him told a media outlet in Brazil that he helped to encrypt one of the mysterious texts they found in the room. According to him, Borges has developed a code and enlisted his friend to transcribe the books from Portuguese into a secret cipher. Based on what he read of the text, his friend recalled, his friend pondered questions such as, what is the meaning of life, and discussed how he'd been given a mission to write the books. Now, his friend didn't share or doesn't know what exactly gave him this, what inspired him with this mission, so that part still remains a mystery. Authorities think that his other helpers have taken a vow of secrecy, so they have been no help so far. Other odd details. Audio of Borges claiming he could travel via astral projection. He said that he could project himself when he felt the need. Investigators managed to track down the answer to one mystery of the case when they located the artist who made this life-size statue of the philosopher Giordano Bruno in his room. And the person that carved this statue believed that Borges was the reincarnation of that famous philosopher. And it's important to note that philosopher we're talking about, Giordano Bruno, was adamant in his belief of extraterrestrials back in the 14th century. Wow, the authorities got Interpol involved. They're trying to find this man. They believe he's in some kind of distress. And also going on in the background, thousands of fascinated individuals following this case have taken to Facebook in an attempt to decipher Borges' work as a crowdsourced effort. Whether their code-breaking attempts prove successful remains to be seen, but one of the subjects that the incredible amount of attention given to Borges' writings may be part of the reason why he disappeared. What's your theory on this case of the disappearance of Bruno Borges? Let us know in the comments. This is insane. They said that his parents went on a two-month vacation, something like that. And he borrowed $6,000 from his cousin to transform his room into this work of art or what? But he has all of this detailed, cryptic text written neatly along the walls. It's insane. You got to check this out. It's posted on Black Helicopter News on Facebook.
Need socks?
Sure you do.
Check it out. Bombas are socks engineered and designed to look better, feel better, and perform better. Bombas are purpose-built for athletic performance and designed for extreme leisure. Each section of a Bombas sock has been carefully created to improve on years of sock complacency in the industry. And one pair purchased equals one pair donated. So folks, I highly suggest you check them out if you're in the market for socks. I think what these people are doing is amazing, and they are revolutionizing the sock industry. They have this new honeycomb arch support, which is great. It gives this extra support around the arch, and I know with my feet, sometimes that's an area where I get a little bit of pain. And also, Invisitoe. You know that annoying bump on the toes of most socks? Well, they got rid of it. So, dude, check it out. They've already donated over 2 million socks. Socks are the most requested item in homeless shelters. So act now. Get bombas.com/blackhelicopternews and get 15% off your first purchase. BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy. BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. And if you sign up today, you'll receive one extra free month with either your 6 or 12 month subscription. To get started, go to getBarkBox.com/blackhelicopternews.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
Alex Jones, host or performance artist. This is on CNN, and I also have some supplemental information on the Huffington Post. So, Alex Jones, for those of you who don't know, is a fiery conspiracy theorist, and he's currently defending himself in a civil suit with an argument based partially on a claim that he's simply a performance artist, according to reporters who've been in the courtroom. Now, he's going through a divorce since 2015, and now he is caught up in an ugly custody battle, and his ex-wife is claiming that he's not stable, so he shouldn't receive custody of the children. And he's arguing that his rants are performance art. This is really interesting. So he says he is tongue-in-cheek, basically art performance. This calls into question all the beliefs, 9/11, Sandy Hook. So here's the thing, is he real or not? Is he just using this as a legal defense? And if so, does that give him any license to say anything he wants? Obviously no. He has about 2 million listeners. And now this is just really, I would think this puts InfoWars in jeopardy, but maybe it doesn't. But it's just a thing now. They're going to be put under, well, they've already been under a close scrutiny for a while. I'm not even going to read any more of this. This is what I wanted to mention, you guys. What does this mean about all of the people he was, quote-unquote, waking up? Now, is he just winding people up? If so, he's just as bad as Soros. So is he winding people up to believe in potential disinformation? So now he's saying that he is similar to, like, Stephen Colbert. See, that's interesting, because I never believed him to be like Stephen Colbert in the Colbert Report. This is going to have a big effect on alternative media, depending on the ways this court case can go. This is big. He can be shut down, possibly. And this is going to make his fans look bad. especially if he's out in the open saying that he is a performance artist, because he not once ever said that. He never said he was a performance artist before. I mean, I don't listen to the show that much. I check it out once in a while, here and there. This is crazy, folks. I don't even know what to say. But this is not good. Because that means his 20 years on air was just duping people, lying. Hopefully this ends well, but I don't see how this can. We'll keep you updated, though, folks. Okay, folks, what do you think? Let me know in the comments. All right, you know, that's just going to wrap up this week's edition of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. All right, signing off.